Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With us now is Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Been doing this a long time. Ninth person ever with 200-plus wins. If you look at this draft, first round tonight, and the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and the offensive linemen, have you ever seen it so bunched with those skill positions?
Yeah, well, I would say that what I haven't seen is the disparity at the top of the draft between offense and defense. There's just a lot more offensive players. And look, the quarterbacks skew that. But there's a lot of offensive linemen. As you mentioned, there are a lot of receivers, and so I think this is going to be an unusual year when the first round is all said and done. The number of offensive versus defensive players may be a little skewed.
When you start hearing rumors or things, you know, leaks, is that more so particularly like a week or even earlier today?
Yeah.
How much is it agent, media, and even actually the team actually telling the truth, you know, maybe to push a player down, or the agent is trying to push his player up, and the media, they're talking to sources, and you just really don't know.
Well,
where's the truth at?
Yeah, it's all of the above, except that I don't think the teams are ever telling the truth,
right?
You know, when they're putting stuff out. You know, look, we hear all that stuff. My first thing is, okay, does that make sense? Because I think a lot of these things that get said, if you really, you know, put a little deep thought into it, that doesn't make any sense, you know. And I'm not going to talk about any specific
No,
one,
you don't. Yeah, I mean, we smart.
But, yeah, but listen, there's a lot of things out there. And every once in a while, you know, somebody will throw a bunch of stuff on the wall and something sticks, right? Something mm-hmm. actually happens. Mm-hmm. And then what they'll do is they'll tout. You see, I was right on that. I was right about that. Well, you were right about that, but you were wrong about the other 45 things that you said.
Correct.
You know, so, yeah, you listen. And then, you know, we take it all in, really.
From a scenario standpoint, I asked Mike Parenton about this, and I'll ask you, from a scenario standpoint, how many processes do you guys run? I mean,
yeah.
Because everybody wants to know who you're picking at 14.
Right.
You don't know who you're picking at 14.
No.
You've got an idea of what players
right.
with an S will
right.
be available, but they ask me, I don't know. You don't know.
No, that's
so
right.
How many scenarios do you run to try to say, this is what will happen
yeah.
if this happens?
Probably 30 or 40 scenarios. But the bottom line is really this. We're picking at 14, right? And we have 14 players that we love. And so I feel really good because there's been times when we've picked 12th or 18th and there hadn't been 12 players that we loved, or there hadn't been 18 that you loved. And so what happens when that occurs is, man, you're just hoping one of the guys that you love gets to you. I think this is a little bit unusual in that I think there's 14 guys that we really do love. And yeah, there's some maybe fit a little better than others, but man, we're going to get a really good player who's going to play for us for a long time. I feel really confident about that.
I don't mind asking you this because you probably ain't going to tell me no way, but I'm going to ask you anyway. You never say never moving down.
Yeah.
From 14. You never say never. Is that a possibility?
I think, yeah, this is, you talked about scenarios, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's scenarios where we could, yeah, let's bump down a little bit. Because if we love 14 players, which we do, right, and we're picking at 13, it comes off the board, and there's five guys that, of the 14 that are still there, you know, that would be shocking, but it could happen.
Correct.
Okay, let's and somebody gives us an offer to slide down three or four spots, and we pick up something valuable. Yeah, that's the scenario that appeals to me when you move down. What doesn't appeal to me is moving down 10 or 12 or 14 spots when you don't know if a player that you love is going to be there.
Correct.
You hope, you can hope, and, you know, you can say, hey, we're going to take, you know, we get an extra swing. But I don't like swings. I like having conviction. And so that's why, you know, every year I say, yeah, we would move down. There's a scenario. But that scenario hasn't come to fruition, either because we haven't, there haven't been enough players that we love left, or we haven't had somebody that's, you know, three picks or four picks behind us want to move up. It's been somebody 10 picks behind us. And then that's what doesn't generally appeal to me in the first round. And that's what I'm talking about.
No, just first round.
The impact of not having a three or four, how does that play into, as you know, is that something you take, you start now? Are you thinking about it, or is it, you know, tomorrow?
Yeah, no, we're thinking about it now. You know, we go through these scenarios, and we go all the way through the draft. We go all the way through those four fifth-round picks and the 2 sixth-round picks and the seventh-round pick. So we go all the way through, and I think that it would be – I think based upon those mock drafts that we've done, yes, it would be attractive for us to have a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. And so how do we do that? You know, we've got four fifths, so can we turn that into something better up ahead? Or can we take our second and slide back a little bit? Can we take our first and slide back a little bit? Although, you know, we just talked about that. So, yeah, we have thought about it. And look, you guys know that in the past I've traded a future pick too. So I'm not opposed to that, to get something now right. That we love. Again, it's got to be something we love, not something that we like.
Yeah, that's why. I thank you for that comment. Hold on to that one. You got to love it.
You got to love it.
You got to love it. Yeah. How much, because I know outside Ms. Benson, her involvement and letting you guys operate, but her having to sign off.
Yeah.
You know, and Dennis having to sign off on, yes, we're going in the right direction. I mean, because – there's enough talent on this team to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between saying, hey, look, we're competing for the Super Bowl. Get in the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But there's talent on this team. And is there an anxiousness for this team to be able to get back into that playoffs? Because once you get in the dance, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we were not the best team in 06.
Right.
But we got in the dance, and you got to a game away.
That's right.
And so – her involvement, Dennis's involvement, to say, hey, you know, you have our support. Go do what you need to do.
Yeah, that's existed here for a long time, starting with Tom Benson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, when you have his confidence, then he's going to let you do your job to the best of your ability. And that's what she does. And you know, we keep her informed. We talk a lot about where we're at. You know, I try to be as realistic as I can be with where we're at in any given year and what has to happen for us to have the kind of success we want. And she gets it. You know, that's such a blessing to have an owner that gets it. And look, she's got two teams and you know, so she understands, you know, what sports are all about. And you just said it right there. The whole key is let's get into one of these dances. And we'll see what happens. Because the margins, Deuce, and you know this, mm-hmm. I think we all know it. The margins between the best and the worst team in professional sports is so thin.
Yep.
It's razor thin. And you know, variables like injuries and variables like somebody developing faster than you expect. You know, that happened in 2017 with us, with Alvin and with Marshawn and with Ryan Ramczyk and that whole group, they just all developed really quickly and you know, started us on a few years of success right there, you know, that turned the tide for us. That can happen. And hopefully that's what happens with this draft.
Well, let's get it started tonight. We appreciate your time, Mickey Loomis. Good luck, and we'll be talking to you, later on this evening for sure, and then we'll the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, good to be with you guys, Deuce. I'm looking forward to getting on the golf course with you and getting some of that Deuce McAllister money.
Oh, there we go.
I know one player that your kicker has not been playing, and Brian Kelly, he's up there on the TV. He hadn't been playing either. He's got a good stroke, but me and Pete Warner wore they – I'll leave
wore
it at that.
Him out. I like it.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.